Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah. Today's show is Less Doing, More Being.
That sounds like it could intriguing and could be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many of you listening to the show today think you are too busy? Or you've been busy. You have lots and lots on your plate.
And your to-do list keeps growing.
Well, let's see if we can simplify things.
Right.
The first way to simplify things is by putting down what you're doing, relaxing, and listening.
I find that very interesting, what you just said, putting down what you're doing, because so many of us multitask that we're not really anywhere, and we think things should get done quicker, and we think if we do more things at the same time, we'll get done quicker.
Now, mind you, sometimes I'll listen to a podcast like this whilst I'm making dinner. I find it relaxing. I find it something like companionable. So if you are doing a task such as making a meal, you can still set down what you're doing, such as trying to make yourself a better you, and actually be here.
Yeah, you can make the meal and be there while you're making the meal.
So, let's talk about how Shia and I work, our approach, and what you can expect.
And listening.
Listening includes recognizing that Shia and I finish each other's sentences and sometimes
simospeak.
Yeah. And we're not going anywhere. Listening really pulls you into here in real time, as opposed to scooting off in your mind about what you would prefer or what you need to get done.
See, the problem we have in giving you the technique or tools to be enlightened is that you're very intelligent. Your mind is so quick that it rushes ahead and finishes our sentences like it knows where we're going.
It thinks that it needs to be working all the time. So if you hear something, chances are you don't just hear it. Your mind thinks you need to apply it to you or find examples of it in your own life or agree or disagree rather than simply letting it fall in.
You know, we recently did a Monday night, and there was a fellow who came a little after the start of the evening, and he started taking notes. And I told him to not take notes. I did it very gently and nicely. But I told him that he'd be far better off just to listen. See, if you truly listen, you will get pulled into the current moment of your life. If you're taking notes, you're looking to see what you already know that you can put down on paper or in your thoughts, because you can take mental notes, and things that you think you will need in the future to support you in your life. Now, we've discovered that all there really is the current moment of your life, and if you're here for it, then you don't need to have a textbook to tell you how to be. You'll be appropriate, because if you look, you'll see what's appropriate. So listening is not agreeing or disagreeing. It's slowing down enough to hear what somebody else has to say rather than finish the sentence in your head, or see how it applies to your life, or see how you can use it to be better you. Just to hear it, because that's what you're doing. You're just listening.
Now, our approach is moment-based, it's anthropological, or scientific, actually, where you study the culture you are currently in this moment. So you look to see what's happening, without judging what you see.
So if you don't judge yourself for being the way you are, you will develop very well. If you judge yourself, you will stay stuck in the way you don't like.
Now in change, you've got identifying the things you don't like and making a plan and striving to go forward. And it takes effort. It takes time.
The first principle of instantaneous transformation is anything that you don't want or don't like or disagree with, you get stuck with. So if there's anything you don't want about yourself or don't like about yourself or judge about yourself, those are the things that you work on constantly. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life.
So in the moment that you are hearing this radio show, whether you're listening live or you listen several years after we have recorded it, you could only be hearing this in the moment that you are and not a moment sooner or later.
And your life can only be exactly as it is in this moment. You can't have a penny more in your bank account than you do. You can't have a relationship if you don't. You can't be out of a relationship in this moment if you are in a relationship. See, your life is unfolding perfectly moment to moment, and you can only be exactly as you are. So you don't really need to work on yourself to change yourself because you're already perfect.
Now, third principle.
But I got to just say one more thing about that. Most people don't believe that.
What, that they're perfect?
Yeah. Most people think that they're flawed in some way because, you know, their parents were flawed. And so, you know, they're flawed too.
Well, luckily, you're not your thoughts.
That's right.
And that your being is not related to your thoughts. You are being, and you can listen to your thoughts and get distracted by what it has to say. And your being comes along for the ride, or you can actually be here and engage in your environment.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Third principle, anything you see without judging
completes itself in an instant.
Now, here's the challenge with listening. A lot of you hear us talk about listening every week, and you now have it pegged in that mind of yours, which is a change survival system that each of us has. Listening good, not listening bad.
You know, it's funny. You made me think of a lady, her name is Joyce. She lives in Brooklyn, New Jersey, and was at one of our evening groups. And she said, I don't get the third principle because it doesn't work for me. And I said, why? And she said, well, I be with things so they'll go away and they don't go away.
And my boyfriend's still the same as the way he was. Well, that's not being with. That's looking at things with the intention or the agenda to have them change. So hidden back there in the background is a judgment that how they are is wrong and a better moment has those go away. And as you were talking about listening, you know, good listening person, bad listening person, on Monday last when we went in to do our course in New York City, we were listening to an audiobook in the car. And I don't know whether it was something in the text of the audiobook or a thought just occurred to me or something I saw out the window, but I got distracted. And I was clearly thinking about something. I can't tell you what I was thinking about now because I don't recall. But when my attention returned to the interior of the car and the sound coming out of the speakers, the character was suddenly in a different time and place, and I didn't even know which character we had followed. So I paused the audio and said, okay, I was thinking, I'm not sure where we are right now. And Chai gave me a brief recap. That didn't make me a bad person. If you find yourself having been distracted, that's interesting information that A, you're distractible, or that you just left for a moment. But the moment you're back, you're already back.
You don't need to punish yourself for having left. And your mind does go off on tangents. So you will, you know, get lost from time to time. It's part of the waking up process.
Well, shall we take our first caller? We have several people patiently waiting. Ephraim, where are you calling in today from?
Hey, guys. I'm calling in from New York City.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what can we do for you, sir?
Thank you. I really loved the topic. I before I met you guys, I think my full understanding of life was that it was all about doing and producing, and that I just took for granted that it also took required effort and struggle. So I have
a question for you, Eva. I know you had a little more to say there, but here's my question. We've known you for a while, and now that you've included being here in the mix, has that made you less productive?
No. It's made me 100 times more productive.
Well, that's an interesting thought. What has happened that you're more productive?
Well, I think that I resist things less. I do what's in front of me, and I communicate more, which is very important in my line of work and in everything. And it keeps me from being so last minute with things that are in front of me, or that I have to get done.
Nice.
That's great. I like hearing you talk about it. You were going to say something else. Please do.
Just that I was with you guys in Costa Rica this past year, and I really had a profound sense of less doing, more being, that I didn't need to produce anything, that just being was enough.
Excellent. I'm curious. As you were being there, and of course part of the less doing, more being there is that many of the things are handled for you. Of course, the meals are set and they're gorgeous, and you know, there's the people who come and clean your room each day, and there's the activities that are planned for you. But did you find at first that you still wanted to do, you were in the habit of doing things? Was your mind racing about what you needed to do in order to be a better you?
I think when I remember past years in Costa Rica, absolutely. This year, I think it was my fourth year, and so it might have been some at the beginning, but much less than past years. I think in past years, yeah, I would spend the whole week wondering what I should be doing, and very little of that this year.
Well, I imagine that you're coming to seminars and you're investing in the radio show made your ability to be present easier. But if you had a little bit of that and it went away, I'm wondering what you did or how you were that had it fall into the background. Because as a listener, I'm assuming there are plenty of listeners who are new to our technology, and I have a feeling things that you're discovering can support them and not having to take four years to find it, but
right,
to find it right away.
Yeah, things that you've discovered that are so normal to you now that you don't even consider them as special attributes.
Well, I definitely slowed down a bit.
Okay.
And just, yeah, I'm able to concentrate more on what's in front of me.
So how is slowing down have more happen? It seems illogical in a way, you know. Say I slow down, I get more done. Well, how do you get more done if you slow down?
You take care of what you're working on, and you don't. I guess I've been able to focus more on what needs to be done rather than extra things that aren't necessarily helping the direction that I need to go in.
You know, when you say that, I get a picture of Costa Rica. In a speedy version of you might be halfway to the courtroom and realize that you wanted to bring your personal water container with you, and then have to rush back to the room. And then you realize you locked your keys in the room, and you have to find your roommate and get their key. That's the... I get pictures of that. Like, that is where slowing down has you be where you are, so you don't make mistakes that you have to go back and pick up and do over. You don't have to do a do-over.
Right. I think also thinking more about Costa Rica, for me, it's about the pressure to produce a bit, and that fell away this year. That I realized that I can only be exactly how I am, and I didn't need to be something else. I didn't need to be someone talking all the time, and I could be that I was how I was, and it was perfect.
Let me stop you here for a second. We need to go to a break pretty soon. But when you say you could only be the way you were in that moment, it doesn't mean you're the way you are over time. And we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break.
So, can you come back with us after?
Sure.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I know that in the last segment, our friend Ephraim was talking about Costa Rica. What he's referring to is we do courses each year in Costa Rica in January when it tends to be cold in the Northern Hemisphere. And our courses that we offer are for 1 week
or two.
And he attended last year, Costa Rica 2019. That course is open. It has really filled. If you'd like to join us, there is still room for you. There's an early registration discount coming up. So if you're going to come, Monday, May 16th is the deadline for that. If you want to get April 16th.
That's better.
Thank you. Just testing.
Didn't sound right.
April 16th. Our upcoming course in New York City, Transformational Time and Project Management, will fulfill the prerequisite for attending a course in this year in order to attend in January. You're welcome to sign up first, should you wish, for Costa Rica, just to let you know. Also, upcoming,
we're doing a course in Cambridge, England, Speak Up, on Thursday and Friday, and then on the 28th, 29th, And 30th, fun as the access way to enlightenment.
So if you would like to have excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. Find out more or register for any of our courses at our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
All right. So with this, Ephraim?
I am.
So I just want to get clear about one thing. That pressure to produce, like to talk more, to be more, to do more, isn't something that was particular to attending Costa Rica. Is that something that you, that pressure to produce was something that followed you around?
No, it's not particular to Costa Rica. It's something that I've experienced a bit of.
So you experience it sometimes being a father or at work or a husband, like there's that pressure to, or has been traditionally, a pressure to be more, be bigger, be better.
Right.
Do it right.
Yep.
So I know we've had a lovely chat so far.
Do you have any questions?
I had a question, but it really fell away. I think it's worth being
well,
back.
Yeah. Then I'll say thank you so much for calling in, and we'll take our next caller.
Well, before we take Ephraim, when this show airs, I think you should listen to it again, and you will see that each time you speak or each time we ask you a question, there seems to be a little gap where you're considering what you want to say or you're thinking about it. My experience of you is that you don't need that gap. If you start recognizing that whatever you have to say is already formed, that you don't have to fact check it, second guess everything, you're going to get a lot more time available in your day.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's take our next caller, Micah.
Where are you?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. I'm at the moment in Hamburg in my hotel room.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm working at the moment in Hamburg in a project, and it's lovely to be able to be on the phone call.
That's great. What can we do for you?
Inspired by Ephraim, I also find myself so often being in these production or producing mode, and in the project I'm now hired by a client, I'm there to coach a team and to be with the team and to motivate the team, and it requires a lot of being there and listening to people and, supporting them.
Okay.
So you didn't answer my question. My question was, what can we do for you?
It's a good question. I feel sometimes the pressure in myself, and I think with the pressure I feel in myself, I set the team under pressure, and that's not my role. They should find their own timing and feel comfortable with me supporting them. So how can I see it and not judge it and, be with them?
Well, I don't know. I do know that you can't see things without judging them.
See, I have the idea, Micah, that you're smart. And so you're using the words we use and to avoid looking and seeing what you really want to know.
You know, I love that you just said that, Shia, because I feel like as we're speaking to you, as lovely as it is, and I like you, and you're beautiful, and it's fun to picture you working in a hotel room in Hamburg, you're skilled enough to be able to laugh and put words together and not be vulnerable at the same time and not be really seen. Mm. And if you have you ever heard us say or heard the expression, the fish stinks from the head down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a not pleasant picture, but yes, the more you pressure yourself, the more pressure your team is likely to feel. But also the less vulnerable you are, and the more you think you have to already know the answers in order to support a team, the less vulnerable they will be with you as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
And I can feel it.
You're looking for a set of rules to operate so that you can inspire people to be more productive. And, you know, that would be great, but what would inspire people to be more productive is you being there with them rather than giving them things to do to avoid seeing you.
Yes.
You know, you
now, do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I think I understand. I put together rules to... It's quite difficult to me to explain it in English.
Well,
so
you can just
have a clear picture.
You can actually stop right there. You put together rules,
and you want them to get busy. Your team, so their attention is on them and getting somewhere, rather than allow yourself to be in the uncertainty and not knowing of the moment and discovering what you have to offer.
Which will require one, you know, several things, one of which, of course, is listening, but it's also owning that they hired the right person in you, that you have skills, that you're brilliant, that you're accomplished. You don't have to prove it to yourself, and you don't have to prove it to them. And you know,
this is very interesting
because
in this conversation, when we're here with Micah, I feel in me like I have nothing to offer. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if in Micah's thought processes, she thinks the people that hired her made a mistake because she's really not that good. What do you think about that, Micah?
Yeah, I can see it sometimes. That I have an impression.
Yes, because...
And then I try to prove...
Yes, then you do things to prove your capability rather than allow yourself to be as capable as you are.
Yeah.
You know, I know you've attended seminars of ours, and there oftentimes we'll do like, I don't know, little exercises or interactions between people. And I have to tell you, I never or rarely, if ever, come with those things pre-planned. I just pause for a moment and look and see what occurs to me out of who's there and what seems right, what feels right. You have such a vast knowledge and body of experience that if you let that go and stand there in the unknown, you may be shocked at what you create or what pieces of this and that you put together to have something wholly new with the people you're working with. But it can't happen if you're trying to look good or your attention is on whether or not you're doing a good job. Then you have to do a lot and you don't produce as true outcome as what you're capable of.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
It feels easy.
Well, you know our website?
Transformation Made Easy?
Transformation Made Easy. Yeah.
If it's not easy, it's not transformation.
That's right.
It's change.
Right.
Thanks for calling in today.
That's really... Thank you. really a gift for me. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Shall we take our next caller?
Yes, let's take our next caller.
All right.
Christian.
Where are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm in Hamburg, Germany, too.
Well,
wow.
Well, welcome. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yes. What can we do for you, Christian?
I do have a question about finances. And I can see, like, I'm self-employed, and every month I do my finances and check if the invoices are paid or are open, and just to see, have an overview over my budget. And with every month, it's almost like a start of a run. I slowly can see, like, the days before I do my finances, it's like a big thing. It's the, oh yeah, let's do the finances. Let's do it fast. So it's done, and then it's done, and I can send it to my accountant.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be like more like with an easy. I have this idea that it can be easy, but somehow it doesn't feel like easy.
Well, are you resisting doing your finances?
Yes.
Well, that would make it more difficult.
Well, you know, as you're talking about it, Christian, I realize there are maybe different hidden pieces that you haven't looked at that makes it be a more stressful thing or something that takes longer. First is, if you have judgments about the amount you're bringing in to the amount that's going out each month, and you don't want to see it, you won't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have the idea that you should be farther along by now, or you should make more money by now, if you have judgments about your output, then statistics, looking at simple facts, are
confronting
and inconvenient.
Yes, absolutely true. Yes, I can see. Yes, we have like I have like this. Oh, it's called it in German a tabelle, a calculation where I see all the numbers.
Yes. And you don't see all the numbers, you judge the numbers.
And you think the numbers should be higher than they are.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Except for the payouts should, you know, for supplies should be lower and the earnings should be higher.
Yes. Oh, guys, you're so spot on. Yes, yes, I can see that yes.
Well,
before
we go to the break, let me just say one of our dear friends is our accountant and money manager, and he has assured us that it doesn't matter how much money any of his clients make, everybody thinks they should have more than they have. So your starting place is normal. Not to worry. We have more to talk about. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Good.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yeah, welcome back. We want to thank our listeners.
That means you, especially you.
Yeah, especially people in Cortland, New York.
Tokyo, Japan.
Auckland, New Zealand.
Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Katie.
Mersin, Turkey.
Bristol, Tennessee.
Balboa, Spain.
And Washington, D.C. Wherever you're listening from.
Man, people listen to the show all over the place.
They really do, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do appreciate your listening. And we really appreciate your sharing the show with your friends.
Yes. In case you didn't know, you could have excellence in every aspect of your life by sharing what's possible with other people. You may not know this, but you can get this show, have it be easy, Excellence Made Easy, by putting it in an app. If you put it in your app, you can subscribe to the show, and then before you know it, you don't have to think about it. It's ready to go when you are. Also, if you're enjoying being here, share it with others. Transformation happens when you share it with others. We are talking with our friend Christian.
Talking about his finances, and we're talking about doing less and being more in your life.
You're
back with us, yes?
Yes, I'm here, guys.
You know, Sean and I were talking about it on the break briefly, and we have an idea that when you originally went into business, you put together getting the finances together just in time for your accountant at the end of the month as something you were perhaps dreading doing, not wanting to do, you didn't know how to do. So that was the structure you set in place, and now you follow it. But there's no reason why you can't do it as the month goes along, so you're just checking it over at the end of the month to verify that you got all the transactions and send it off.
This is pretty awesome. I had this picture. Very cool. I had this picture, like, there is a one day in the month which is the finance day. I never, this is a new possibility to like doing in all over the month.
I guarantee you, know, you like look at your bank account during the month to see if somebody's payment is hit, or you actually take a check yourself and deposit it. And there's no reason why not to just open that spreadsheet, log it in, and have it be done.
This is cool. This is so cool. A new possibility. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Shall we go to our next caller?
Yes. Sandy.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, absolutely. We can. Where are you?
I'm in Munich in Germany.
Well, this is a very German call today.
German with a little New York City thrown in.
Right, a little New York City thrown in, right.
What can we do for you?
Well, so far you've done a lot. It really feels good to be on this call, and everything you've said to the three previous callers was really, really, just really great. And for me, I've noticed that doing is often so much easier than being. Like, for example, at family gatherings, you'll find me in the kitchen a lot. I'll be doing dishes and clearing tables, and I find that a lot easier than just being there and being with people.
That's great. Often. That's great, Sandy.
But you know, Sandy, I love that you see that. And at the same time, I wouldn't make doing the dishes or making a meal wrong. Because you're getting ready to do a pendulum swing over where you identify those things as purely escapist, as opposed to taking care of people and being of service.
Well, you know, you're right, though, about something. It is much easier to get lost in washing the dishes or clearing tables than it is to be sitting there across from somebody whose life may have some challenging situations happening, and just being with them could be uncomfortable. But it could also be very rewarding. Because your presence, Sandy, is a gift. How you are being with people gives them permission to be themselves, to feel what they're feeling. And if they feel what they're feeling, that will transform. If they resist what they're feeling, like doing the dishes instead of, then those things that they resist will persist. See, you could be a very great healing force in the lives of people that you touch if you're there with them. It doesn't require much.
But, you know, you can actually look to see what's appropriate in a blink, meaning sometimes the conversation is done. The dishes do need to be taken away, and you can be a presence wherever you are. And other times, letting those dishes sit there and actually being with that person is the key. In fact, you already know how to do this. You already know how to bypass that part of you that wants out of there. And how I know is for a number of years you had a clothing store. And when people walked into that store, you couldn't just pick up things and go in the back room and leave them alone in the front. You had to bypass that impulse to flee and be there with people. And there were many times we got emails from you where we talked about where people came in and thought they wanted to buy a dress, and what they got was not only something where they looked and felt more beautiful than they knew they could, but they walked out with real well-being simply from hanging out with you.
Yeah, that's true. I've been practicing. I mean, just coming to your workshops is already a lot of practice, but also just keeping my tendency to just do stuff or start talking or finding solutions, keeping that in abeyance, and just to really slow down and be there and listen to people, or just, see, as you say, see what's appropriate. And sometimes I forget. But,
well, it's interesting, Sandy. Sandy, what's interesting is you don't have to see what's appropriate. You know what's appropriate. You already know how to be with people. You, in a blink, can read a situation and know what to say to have a person be at ease in their life. Are you disagreeing with me?
I'm like, really? I think that's pretty cool that you can see that. Sometimes I forget, yeah.
Well, I have a feeling, I know you know Ephraim, you've met him. And if you were listening to him, you could see how he takes, from time to time, he takes those gaps to think over things. And as you're talking about being there to see what is appropriate, you've added an extra step. You've added a doing, seeing what's appropriate. It's not actually slowing down the action. It's slowing down to think.
You know, you drive a car. Yeah. You drive a car, don't you?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You don't really think to drive.
No.
You know where you're going and you go there.
And if there's a red light in front of you and the cars are stopped, you don't have to think, do I need to slow down? I mean, you might have a thought process if you're looking to see whether or not the red light's almost over. But in Germany, they give you a really good heads up, because in the German system, for those of you who've never been there, when you have the red light, when it gets ready to go green, it turns yellow also. So motors get prepared to get going when it turns green. We don't have that in the United States.
I didn't know that.
Nope. You only have yellow that tells you
that it's going
to
turn red.
Stop. It's about to turn red. They don't give you the heads up that it's time to go. So if people stop to check their texts or their thinking, there's often these big delays.
Yeah, I can see that I have, it's kind of like the yellow light in there when I stop to think, to slow myself down.
Well,
that's cool.
Working on yourself
doesn't work.
And never has and never will. So
I've noticed that not working on myself works. That's really awesome.
Well, if I'm listening for the first time and I hear that and that sounds intriguing, how do you not work on yourself? What have you done? How do you go about that? I'm interested.
I leave myself alone. I notice that I'm you know, picking on myself, or I'm thinking I should do things differently. And then I take my attention away from that and focus it on things around me, things that are in front of me, people around me, and just not give energy to those thoughts.
Cool.
That's great.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That's really so powerful, and it's something I learned from coming to Costa Rica and to your workshops, seminars. It's great.
Yeah, you know, we often talk about how transformation is instantaneous. It really is, but it certainly is cumulative. I'm sure our listeners, there are some people who could be tuning in for the first time, and some of them listen to our podcast as a regular habit. It's like going to the gym. And for all of you, I am certain that the ability to be here has become easier. It's as if you've strengthened a muscle. You know, a while ago, my legs were a little wobbly, and I had a coach at Pilates who said, you know, when you brush your teeth at night, why don't you stand on one leg? And then, so each, we have one of these timed toothbrushes that goes 30 seconds on each side. And of the mouth, 30 seconds on the upper teeth on the right, and then on the upper teeth on the left, etc. And I stand on one leg and switch it back and forth. Every 30 seconds. And just that little bit every day has made my leg strength, my core strength, my balance, everything has naturally. And I can also see on the nights that I'm wobbly that I'm either distracted or I'm more tired than I knew, and I can bring my attention back to being centered. So those little ways you've been investing in being here, Sandy, pay off big dividends.
Yeah, thank you guys, really. I don't know how to say thank you as much as I really, you know, it really makes such a big difference. It's awesome.
How to thank us is you sharing your transformation with other people. Because, Sandy, when you share transformation, you get back in touch with the experience of being transformed.
Plus, you know, it's so easy to find something good for yourself and want to keep it so that you are ahead of everybody else. And I'm not accusing you of that. I'm just saying that's kind of a natural thing that the mind does. You know, you have to be trained to learn how to share your toys. But we've really found that transformation happens when you share it with others. It intensifies it for yourself as well.
That's true. I've experienced that. We sometimes have meetup groups, and I can go in with a thought. That meetup is an online platform where people get together for different things, and we have groups where we share transformation all over the world on meetup.com, Say Yes to Your Life. So oftentimes when we lead one here in Munich, I have the thought, oh, I'm not transformed enough today, and I don't know if I'm going to offer anything. But once we start sharing and talking about our experience in transformation, it grows and it becomes alive, and transformation happens for us and for people around us. And
you realize the other is just a thought.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the thought that you can't, the thought you don't have anything to share is all just a thought. You know, you make a difference in the lives of the people you touch, and you make a difference just being you.
Hey, we're coming to the end of the show here, so we need to go, but thank you for being here today. Everybody, next week's show is called Unqualifiedly You. So thanks for being here. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.